Hey everybody, it's TC Cooper back with another training in the Characterpreneur Certification Program. This training is a complement to our training on the five-year vision and the five-year plan. So the five-year vision and plan, this is a supplement to that training. If you will recall, and if you don't recall, just go to page 3 of your five-year vision and training, your five-year vision and planning handout. Go to page 3. You'll see that the third step in creating the five-year vision and plan is to do a SWOT analysis. So in the training that you just listened to, if you just listened to it, maybe you didn't just listen to it, but in the training that you should listen to as a part of this particular module, I went through the whole 7 steps to creating the five-year vision and plan. Step 3 was doing the SWOT analysis, and so I'm recording this the separate training to just walk you through that analysis. I'll walk you through this analysis. Follow along in your handout, right? This will cover page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, and the first part of page 7. So if you follow along in your planning guide, you can fill in the blank. But I just wanted to talk you through it because it might be helpful to have me talk you through it, okay? So what is a SWOT analysis? Let me give you, here's a disclaimer. You know I'm good for the disclaimers. So this is not a business school class. So I am not teaching you an in-depth way to think about and conduct a SWOT analysis. This is the Characterpreneur Certification way. What you need in order to be a Characterpreneur and really effectively build a purposeful, productive, and profitable business culture is you need to understand the basics. And then once you understand the basics, you are released to go further, to do a deeper dive, to do more in-depth classes that really walk you through some of the nuances of creating a SWOT or conducting a SWOT analysis. But for purposes of this program, the basics are going to help you be effective in making sure that you have a plan of action to make the five-year vision a reality by being very clear about your three-year objective and then having SMART 12-month goals, okay? So this is SWOT analysis 101, and it's the Characterpreneur certification version of it. So SWOT analysis, an acronym that stands for 4 very important words. 1, strengths, that's the S. 2, weaknesses, that's the W. O for opportunities, that's the O. T for threats, that is the T. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. So if you look at page 3 of your training guide, you're going to see each of these words in a grid. Strengths, weaknesses, and then threats. I have that in opportunities, ending with opportunities, because I want to end with what it is that you are looking forward to in order to make the vision a reality, okay? So let's talk about strengths. The first thing that I want you to do is make a list of the strengths, your personal strengths. What are the things that you're really good at? What are the things that you're competent at? What are the things that you feel really strong about, that you feel most powerful when doing? I want you to write these things down. What are you strong in doing? Here is a way that I want you to think about your strengths. I want you to do more than think about it. I want you to go back to the Characterpreneur core values, and I want you to take a look at which of those core values are most naturally aligned with who you are. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to work at it. Which of the core values and the Characterpreneur core values are most closely aligned with just who you are naturally? And so an example would be, are you naturally a courageous person? And so you don't have to kind of combat a lot of things. You have an innate sense of courage about yourself. I want you to write that down. Do you find yourself a person who has a good sense of managing finances? Is that something that comes naturally to you? If so, currency-wise, I want you to write that down. Do you find yourself being a person who's naturally reflective, right? So you want to think about, are you naturally reflective? That is the R in the characterpreneur core values, reverence. Do you find yourself being a person who is resourceful? And that's just how you've always been. You're able to look at something and find a solution for it or find a way to make it happen, right? Is that naturally who you are? Is that a strength, right? I want you to think about that. Write it down. Are you naturally innovative? Are you naturally an advocate? Do you find yourself being naturally a person who can take whatever is happening and fine-tune it so that you get to a better result because you hear or you see solutions whenever people present problems? Now, you can always get to become more of the core values that I'm expressing, but I want you to think about where you are and what you do naturally. These are the strengths that I want you to think about. I want you to know them because they're going to be really drivers as you think about making the five-year vision a reality, defining the three-year objectives, and thinking about your SMART goals. What are your strengths? Then the second part, what characterpreneur core values are reflected in your strengths? Now, here is a bonus step that will help you really fine-tune knowing what your strengths are, and that's getting outside of yourself and letting people who know you help you. So I want you to think about 2 to 3 people who know you in a personal environment, right? That means you go to church with them. Perhaps your children play together. Perhaps you do sports with them. Think about people who know you have hobbies, you craft, you play golf together, whatever. Think about people who know you in a personal environment. And pick, again, 2 to 3 people, ask those people, what do you think my core strengths are? This will help you see how others see you. Sometimes we can be our harshest critics, and we don't actually see strengths for the strengths that they are, right? So I want you to think about people who know you in a personal environment. Now I'd like for you to think about people who know you in a professional environment, people who you serve with, as you're volunteering, people who you work with, if you have a job and you're employed by someone, people who are your clients, perhaps, they hire you, they hire your company to do things. I want you to think about people who know you in a professional environment and ask 2 to 3 people from that environment, what do you consider to be my core strength, right? So I want you to have that. Then the third group of people I'd like for you to think about, the third group of people would be folks who happen to know you in personal and professional settings. If you have people who know you in personal and in professional settings, I would like for you to ask those folks, pick 2 to 3, ask them, what do you think my core strengths are, right? What do I do particularly well? What do you appreciate the most about working with me? What do you appreciate the most about serving with me? What do you appreciate the most about, you know, enjoying the activities that we enjoy together, right? Get clear about what people enjoy the most, find to be your strengths, find to be the things that you do really well, and then make note of them. That's the strengths part of the SWOT analysis. So one, I want you to know that about you personally. And if you're running a business, I want you to think about it from the perspective of the organization that you are leading or the organization that you're running. What does your organization do particularly well? In what areas are you a market leader? In what ways are you a market leader? In what ways are you innovative, right? What does your team collectively do really well? What are you known for doing in the industry? I'm just throwing out questions so you can start to think about the organization with which you are affiliated, either as an owner or a leader, an executive, and think about what are the strengths, what's going really well. So again, I want you to think about your strengths from a personal perspective, right? I want you to think about it from a personal perspective, and I want you to think about it from an organizational perspective. So now we know the strengths because you've done that work. It's time to do what people sometimes find to be difficult to do and actually be accurate at doing it. And that is identifying your weaknesses. To identify your weaknesses, first, you're going to have to put your ego on the shelf. Okay? You can do it. I want you to put your ego on the shelf for a minute for the betterment of the organization that you're leading, for the vision that you have and the people who are going to be served by that vision, for the betterment of just everything that you've been called to do. It's important that you're able to check your ego so that you can have an accurate assessment about what areas need to have improvement. Now, here's the other thing, and this is important in checking your ego too, because sometimes we can be extraordinarily hard on ourselves, and we can think that something is a weakness that's not actually a weakness. So I also need you to put on the shelf, I want you to put on the shelf this tendency to want to be perfect, or the tendency to see perfection as a standard that is achievable, so that everything becomes a weakness, okay? Everything is not a weakness, and perfection is not the goal. As a characterpreneur, you've heard me say this, or as a characterpreneur in training, you've heard me say this again and again, and I'm going to repeat it now. The pursuit of excellence is what we stand for, is what we model, and is what we help others to also pursue, right? We are in pursuit of excellence, not perfection. And so it's important to know this distinction so that when you are taking stock of what your weaknesses are, you're not evaluating yourself from this impossible standard of perfection, but instead you are evaluating the reality of what your organization is doing and what your organization, where your organization needs to improve, and you're doing it for yourself from the standpoint of pursuing excellence. And excellence is defined by the value that people get and the experiences that people have when they are interacting with you, okay? So that's what I want you to do. So put the ego on the shelf and put this this unrealistic idea that anything is perfect on the shelf. Once you've done that, I want you to think about key areas that you know need to be supplemented, or that you need to strengthen, or that you need to find someone else to come in and help with in order for that area to be strong. So where are the weaknesses? I want you to think about where are the weaknesses. And I'll just be completely transparent as I tell you about a portion of the five-year goals that we have, our five-year vision for Faith Focused Flow, for our Institute for Character and Leadership. One area of weakness that we have, and so we supplement it by hiring help, is in the financial stewardship. And so having the right financial advisors for our business is essential for us to be successful and do what we need to do. Extra effort and extra education on my part personally has been very important in order for us to reach certain goals, because currency-wise is the core value that I am increasingly intentional about strengthening for myself. And I'm also intentional about hiring in appropriate consultants and advisors to help us strengthen it from a corporate standpoint, because again, that's an area of weakness. So I know that. So that is an area that we're paying particular attention to because we need to get stronger. The ways that you get stronger would be one, through things that you do to increase your own strength and things that you do to supplement. Right? So I want you to be really clear. I also want you to take a look, and you also did this, right? You've done this before when you looked at your strengths. I want you to take a look at those areas that you self-identify as areas that are weaker and you need to be stronger. Look at the core values so that you can see where a core value needs to be shored up so that you do not fall prey to having something happen that takes you out of being in integrity with that core value. So again, currency wise is a characterpreneur core value. And because that is an area where we have a weakness, of personal weakness, it is an area where we are intentional about being very strong in the support that we have for the business. So I hope that that's helpful to you, as I'm being completely transparent with you, because I want you to be transparent with yourself. Because if you're not transparent with the areas of weaknesses that you have personally and the areas of weaknesses in your business, you're not going to be able to strengthen yourself personally or supplement by having the right support for your business so that that area of weakness does not turn into a problem for you. So I want you to think about weaknesses from a personal standpoint, and I want you to think about weaknesses from the perspective of your organization. I also like for you, so you've done two things. You've self-identified the weaknesses. I've asked you to take a look at the core values to see where there are some weaknesses so that you can become stronger in those areas. So now core values, you're going to personally need to become stronger in addition to surrounding yourself with people, with wise counsel, we like to say here, to help you shore that up. I want you to also, again, put your ego on the shelf and think about people in the same three categories that I asked you to think about in your strengths: people who know you personally, people who know you professionally, and people who know you both personally and professionally. I like for you to think about 2 to 3 people, or it can just be 1 to 2 if you just want to start with 1 to 2. Think about asking those people in questions like the questions that help you identify your weaknesses, but you don't have to be so blunt and say, well, where do you think are my weaknesses? A way to get information about your weaknesses would be to ask questions like, what areas would you like to see us improve in? What areas do you think we could be stronger? What areas do you suggest that we add more resources to have a more powerful experience? Personally, you might ask, if there's someone who knows you in a personal setting, what would you like for me to do more of? What would you like to see me do more of? So these are the types of questions that can get you to having people who know you help you identify your weaknesses so that you can have a plan of action so that weaknesses do not create problems for you. So the beauty of having this 5-year vision, the beauty of having a 5-year vision and plan is that you can now have SMART goals for your 12-month SMART goals that you're going to eventually get to, right? And your 12-month SMART goals will require that you do things every month to get to the 12 months. You want your SMART goals to help you make the vision a reality. Your SMART goals can help you make the vision a reality when they address those areas that are weak, right? With either increased information or knowledge, if that is the appropriate course of action, or by supplementing what you're doing with support to provide a stronger experience, if that is what you're doing, okay? So that is the W in SWOT analysis. So we've covered the S, the strengths. We've covered the W, the weaknesses. So let's move to opportunities. So I want you to think about the vision that you have, the five-year vision that you have detailed. And I want you to think about opportunities that, well, here's how I want you to think about it. So let's back up. So we're going to talk about opportunities. Here's what I want you to know about the five-year vision. I want you to be really clear about what need your five-year vision solves. What is the need that exists in the marketplace that the five-year vision that you have for your work is a solution for? Right? What is the need? What's the need? Then here's the other thing I want you to know, right? What's the need? I want you to be really clear about people. As a characterpreneur, at the end of the day, we are here to impact in a positive way the lives of people. And we're impacting the lives of people by shifting business cultures so that they are more purposeful, productive, and profitable. In order to do that, we have to keep our connection, and we have to keep our focus on people. So first, I want you to know, right? I want you to think about what's the need. And then the thing is, whose life is made better by you satisfying this need? And I want you to think about one person in mass. Get one person in your mind, right? One person in your mind, and do the same type of thing that you do. Go back to our training where I taught you about the client persona. So I want you to bring that client persona exercise, and that worksheet, you can even bring the worksheet. You have the worksheet from a previous module, right? Go back to that worksheet. Look at how you've had to describe your ideal client in that client persona worksheet. And I want you to think about, right, the client persona worksheet is your ideal client, your target client, that person you want to serve. Well, I want you to come back now, and I want you to think about, who is this person whose life is better because you have done what it is that you said you're going to do in your vision, right? Whose life is made better because of it? So now you're clear about what happens. So let's go back. So you're clear about the need that's satisfied when your five-year vision comes to pass. And now you're clear about whose life is made better by the vision coming to pass. I say coming to pass, but the vision being fulfilled. I want you to now think about the gap, right, between what's missing in this person's life, who's going to be impacted by what you're doing. I want you to think about what doesn't already exist when you think about the need that your five-year vision is going to solve, and look at the gap. Where's this gap? What's happening in this gap, right? Get clear about the hole between what's happening now and what's going to happen in 5 years. And then I want you to think about what you can do, what your vision is actually doing, right? What your vision of what the work should be achieving, how the work is filling the gap between now, what's happening now, and what you see happening later, right? So I hope that's clear. In order to look for these opportunities, I want you to have a clear picture of what's going to happen when the vision is fulfilled, because you've done all of the work to get clear about the vision. I want you to get really clear about this person's life that's going to be changed and what's going to be different about that person's life. I want you to go back in time to now, present. This need is unfulfilled. Right? This person is living in lack because your five-year vision has not come to pass. And I want you to look at all the empty spaces in between. And here is where the opportunities lie for you to do more, to have a bigger impact, to get clear about the exact impact that you're having. You can find opportunities. You can think about ways to serve more, to make the five-year vision even more impactful, to be very specific about the work that's going to be done. When you think about that vision, I want you to be really clear about it, because you know what is between now and what's happening in the 5 years after the vision has manifested. I hope that that's really clear. If it's not and you have questions about it, I want you to use the form that's on your private Characterpreneur site and ask any questions that you have about it. And we can go deeper, and I'm happy to specifically, either I or another certified Characterpreneur trainer will go deeper to help you really identify and think about the opportunities that are in between today and what will happen when your vision has been manifested, okay? So opportunities. So now let's talk about threats. That is the last part of the SWOT analysis, threats. I want you to be really clear about those things that could happen within the next 5 years that would throw you off track, that would make it difficult for you to make the five-year vision a reality. I would like for you to now put on your analytical thinking cap, and I want you to really take a look at the environment, and I want you to take a look at your industry. I want you to take a look at what your current positioning is, and where you want to go, and identify those things that could create a problem. Here's why you want to do that. When you're clear about what can create a problem, then you can create a solution for that potential problem. You can create or design a solution for that obstacle should it show up right now in the planning stage. This way, you're not surprised by those things that can be predicted. That's the whole reason for the T, for the threat analysis and your SWOT analysis. I do not want you to be surprised by those things that can be predicted. So here are some areas that you want to think about when you are looking at potential threats to you personally getting to where it is that you want to be in your five-year vision, or for the organization that you're leading to get to where your five-year vision would have it to be. I'd like for you to think about technology, what type of technology things could happen that could be an obstacle. Think about the financial picture, what might happen in the financial picture that could be an obstacle. Think about your personal life and how that is situated right now. Think about all the things that you have going on. Where could an issue present itself? Now, the idea here is not to be doomsday, right? And think about every single thing that could happen. That's not what this exercise is about. I want you to think about what are those things where it is not improbable that it would happen, not long shots. This is not a long shot exercise. You're not looking for the long shots. Like, this could happen. It's unlikely that it would happen. It hadn't happened in a million years, but it could happen. That's not what we're doing here. We're looking at those things that that might happen, that it would not be surprising if they would happen. And as you look at your industry and as you look at the history of things that are happening in your industry, you can say, this is something that has been disruptive before. And it's not uncommon for this particular thing to be disruptive. And so I want to have a plan around it, okay? So here are some things. So what I want you to identify those things, right? I want you to identify those things, and I want you to now think through a couple of other factors in the threat portion of your SWOT analysis 101. Here's the first. What do you need to have in place in order to prepare for the possible threat? So if you thought about these threats, again, we're not going for the long shots, unlikely, hasn't happened in a million years, but other types of threats that are more probable to think about, What do you need to have in place in order to prepare for them? I want you to know what you need to acquire in order to prepare to work around these threats or obstacles that could present themselves. What assets do you need to have in place if you want to think about some financial obstacles that could come up, right? Do you need to have a line of credit in place so that that's available before you need it? Do you need to have financial backers in place so that's available before you need it, right? So these are some things you might want to think about from a financial standpoint. Is there certain, are there certain types of information that you need to have? So if you think certain things could happen, let's think about technology. Do you need to have certain info experts around or in your pool of influencers on your board of advisors, on your board of directors, on your personal board of advisors, right? What type of people with what type of expertise do you want to have available to you should you need help in a particular area? That way you're not scrambling if something should happen, or I mean something happens that is that you should have anticipated might happen, right? So what information sources or sources of information do you need to have? Or do you need to learn something that you don't know already so that you are able to help yourself if certain things are to happen? What types of experiences, what types of skills, what types of relationships? What are these things, who are these people that you need to have in place? Think about the whole thing. What do you need to acquire in order for you to be able to deal with threats, obstacles, should they come? This is the threat part of your SWOT analysis. And again, this is SWOT 101. Here's the last thing that I'd like for you to think about as you're in the T of this analysis. And I want you to think about the activities that you need to improve upon to reach that five-year vision, five-year goal. What are those activities that you need to improve upon? What are the, what's the positioning that you need to strengthen? This goes back to strengths and weaknesses, right? But what is the, what is the positioning that you need to strengthen in order to be able to overcome or work around obstacles that present themselves? Here's one thing that we all can strengthen. That would be our mindset, right? You've got to have a proper mindset in order to push through, work through threats. What we do in the Faith Focused Flow Leaders program is work on mindset shifts, and we do that because we teach lessons that are grounded in biblical principles. That's what happens in the Faith Focused Flow Leaders program. That could be something that helps you, right, really strengthen your mental capacity to deal with a threat, an obstacle, and move through it. You may need something else to help you do that. Whatever it is, you need to find what inspiration, motivation, information you need in order to be strong enough mentally to continue pushing, because obstacles and threats are going to come your way. They're just going to do it, right? What do you need to do? Activities or areas of positioning? How do you need to shift in your in the discipline, in your discipline, your ability to be disciplined enough to do the work that needs to happen in order to overcome a threat and work through an obstacle? That could be something that you need to strengthen. So that's the last part of the T and the SWOT analysis 101 breakdown. I want you to think about, again, the threats or the obstacles that could present themselves. Write them down so that you can then write down the activities that you need, the resources that you need, the strategies that you need in order to deal with those things that are likely to come. One more area that I just want to mention is important, because, again, we're building profitable. We're building profitable business structures, and that is sales. Regardless of whatever it is that you're doing, your sales technique can always be improved, can always be strengthened. And so I want you to keep that in mind, okay? So that's it. That's the SWOT 101. Now, before I end this particular training module, I want to cover something really quick, right? Something really quick, and it is a perfect complement to SWOT 101. I want to tell you about four key things that it is important for you to do. Four, I like to call them essentials. Four essentials to accomplishing your goals on time, to making your vision a reality and accomplishing your goals on time. Four things that you need to do. One, you need to shore up self-discipline. Right? This is why I'm teaching this right now, because it's a perfect complement to the SWOT analysis, because I've just told you about your strengths, your weaknesses. We've talked about opportunities. We've talked about strengths. So now, and you were looking at that from a personal perspective and also an organizational perspective, because as a characterpreneur, you are a leader of yourself. Right. And then so you're a leader of yourself so that you can lead others, and you're leading others in the organizations in which you are affiliated with, either as an owner or as an executive. So now the essentials to accomplishing your goals, this is all about you, my friend, my characterpreneur in training, my characterpreneur to be, all about you. So essentials, one, self-discipline. You need to be clear about what areas you need to be more self-disciplined in. You need to know what being self-disciplined will help you do better, that helps you stay connected to it, and then what you're going to do to increase your self-discipline in that area. In the spirit of being transparent, because I've been pretty transparent with you in this training, one area that I am always working on, and I'm working on right now, to increase my self-discipline. Sometimes I'm really good at it, and then I notice if something happens and I get off my schedule, it becomes difficult to get back on schedule and be disciplined, self-disciplined in this area again, and that's fitness. I love the forms of exercise that I love, and when I'm into them, I'm into them. And again, if I get sick or something happens, I take a break. If I don't jump right back into my routine, my self-discipline routine, then it couldn't take me a minute to get back into that routine. So I have all types of strategies that help me to do that. I want you to do that. One, be aware of it. Do it for yourself. What areas do you need to be self-disciplined in? Here's the second area of essentials for accomplishing your goals on time, daily habits. You need to be very clear about what daily habits you need to incorporate into your routine in order for you to be most effective. What are those daily habits that you must do every single day in order to be your best self? I'll give you a few of mine. One is Bible study. Essential for me to be my best self. So essential that in our Faith Focused Flow Leaders program, one of the things that we produce is a monthly Bible reading plan. Well, one of the reasons I produce that in the Faith Focused Flow Leaders program is because I rely on that for my own spiritual feeding, nurturing, growth, and being the best person that I can be, the best leader who I can be. Daily Bible study, that's essential. Also, a part of my daily habit, right? A part of my daily habit is to catch up on the news and what's happening in the world. So there are a few sources that are a part of the habit that I read, every day, right? So I have my spiritual nourishment, that's essential. And then I have how I keep up with things during the day. So what I need to have more of, and so this is an opportunity for you, I want you to think about, what are the daily habits you need to incorporate and how you're going to incorporate them more? When I'm at my best, exercise in the morning is a part of my daily habit. I notice when that's not a part of my daily habit, then I'm not doing so well, right? There's always room for improvement. So that is an area that I'm working on. I need to be self-disciplined so that that is in my daily habit, because I know I am operating at my best. So I want you to know, what do you need to have in your daily habits to be at your best? Is it meditation? Is it Bible study? Is it prayer? Well, you know, I was going to say what I think you should do, but I will not, because this is your training. You are the characterpreneur in training, and I want you to be clear about those daily habits. Here is a third essential thing that is necessary if you're going to accomplish your goals on time. You must have scheduled time, non-negotiable scheduled time to work on your goals. When are you going to work on your SMART goals, right? When are you going to work on your SMART goals? I want you to think about specific times on specific days, write it down, schedule it, commit to it. And then here is a fourth thing that you've got to do if you're going to accomplish your goals on time. And this goes back to your SWOT analysis, but I want you to make it more personal for yourself. Identify those obstacles. What are the things that could pop up that would make it difficult for you to accomplish your goal? And I want you to plan around them. If you are a parent, things that are happening with your children could pop up that would disrupt what you plan to do. So I want you to plan. If there is an interruption with your child that requires you to do something, then how will you get back on track? If you are married, right, you have a spouse who you are committed to caring, or you're committed to being in partnership with, loving and caring for and putting their needs as a priority. If something happens, so one, you need to work with your spouse on having uninterrupted time, right? So you and your spouse are on the same page. But if something comes up, you need to have a plan. How are you going to get back on track if something that happens with your spouse interrupts your scheduled time, right? And I said non-negotiable, but there are always emergencies that happen. And so you need to plan for the emergencies. As a working person, if your job or if your client, something happens that is an emergency, it interrupts that time, you need to know, how are you going to get back on track? Now, here is what's important. I said before that you have to schedule time to get your goals done and commit to it. You really got to do that. So now I'm suggesting that you think about obstacles, but these obstacles cannot be frequent. If they are frequent, then you're not committed and you haven't done the work around relationships. We talk about that a lot right in this program to make sure that those people who are important to you understand what's important to you. So the people who are important to you, you must take care of them so that they also understand what is important to you, so that they're taking care of you, so that the obstacles that come up are really those things that are coming up out of the blue. They're not that frequent. And if they could be frequent, you plan around them so that they are not frequently that frequent. So your scheduled time may shift based on the obstacles that you know you have to plan around. So that's it. Those are the four essentials that are necessary to accomplish your goals on time. And I have gone through SWOT analysis 101. So I hope this is really helpful. We've gone through this. So now there are really three sections that are a part of creating your five-year vision and plan so that you can have SMART goals that lead you to exactly where you want to be. So we've gone over the entire framework for the five-year vision. So we did that in an audio training. Now we've done a deep dive into the SWOT analysis part of making the five-year vision and plan a reality, right? So that's this audio recording that you're listening to. And in an earlier module, we had a worksheet and we've done a training on exactly how to create SMART goals and make those SMART goals your reality. You have a special worksheet that you can complete for your SMART goals. And you have this, let's see, how many pages? This 14 page, is it 14 pages? It's about 14 page. No, I'm not, that's not true. 18 page. You have an 18 page handout that walks you through exactly what you need to do in order to have a very clear 5-year vision and plan and to have very clear SMART goals that are for your 12-month plan, your 12-month SMART goal plan, and you break that out into things that you're going to do every month, and then break it out further into those things that you're going to do every day. So that's it. I'm excited that you have this information. The next step, now that you have this information, the next step in the process will be to look at those systems that you need to have in place, is to look at the systems that you need to have in place in order to have a purposeful, productive, and profitable business culture, okay? So that you can have a purposeful, productive, and profitable business culture. We've talked about systems. You need to understand those systems, but it is important for you to have a framework in which to put this system. So that's it for this training. I look forward to seeing you on our next training call. Again, if you have questions, if you need additional information, you know exactly where to go on the Characterpreneur website, on our private website that's just for you. You can enter in your questions. You can enter in anything you'd like for us to cover, and I will try to work on it if I can. This is TC Cooper. And if not, then one of our certified Characterpreneur trainings will come to you, will get to you, or make sure that you have what you need. So that's it. I will see you all again on the next training.